On now to a story about what made Detroit famous, cars. U.S. automakers are struggling. High gas prices have dampened the SUV market. GM and Ford both have had the investment status of their bonds downgraded. Each continues to lose market share to Japanese and other foreign car makers. American automakers need to reverse these trends, and soon, if they hope to survive. One way to do that is to come up with cars that create their own buzz. And for Ford, the path to better days starts at a massive test track in Dearborn, Michigan. We came here to meet the man Ford hopes will steer the company toward greater success in the future by reaching back to honor classic design from the past. Hao Taitang is the designer in charge of freshening the look and feel of Ford's longest-selling brand, the Mustang.
I'll take you out just on the track so you have a better sense of what we do.
Tang took us for a spin in a sparkling 2005 Windvale Blue metallic Ford Mustang.
The steering wheel seems small to me.
It's a little bit smaller, and part of that is to make it sportier. As you get bigger, you're more truck-like. So we really had to innovate to get the airbag to fit in this small space.
Redesigning the Mustang would be a plum assignment for almost any designer. For Tang, it seemed like destiny. He was 5 years old when he spotted his first Mustang in war-torn Vietnam. The Mustang had been shipped to Saigon as part of a program to boost morale for U.S. troops. It certainly got Hao Taitang's blood pumping.
It was a white Mach 1 Mustang brought over as part of a goodwill tour to promote safe driving with the U.S. troops in Vietnam. It really left a lasting impression on me with long wheelbase, long hood line. Very muscular. It reinforced all those positive images of America. It was big, it was powerful, and it really stood for freedom.
In 1975, Tang's family escaped Saigon and moved to New York City. There, Tang excelled in school, especially math. After college, he got a job as an engineer with Ford and bought his first car, a Mustang, of course. Now he's director of Ford's special vehicle team, where he oversees the automaker's performance line of cars and trucks, the vehicles built with speed and style in mind.
Okay, this is the low-speed track, and we use this essentially to tune the ride of the vehicle. These are Midwestern frost heaves. This here, I primarily use to look at the body stiffness to arrest the lateral movement of the vehicle.
Hao Taitang shared some of the secrets of successful car design, the details that help explain why some cars have near-universal appeal, the so-called neck-craning quotient, and the small tweaks that make drivers feel instantly comfortable as they settle behind the wheel. It's something all designers strive for, but not all cars hit that mark. With his tailored suit and his elegant demeanor, Hao Taitang doesn't fit the picture of a motorhead behind the wheel of a hot rod, but he's totally comfortable behind the wheel of a Mustang. He knows the car inside and out. Every nut, bolt, and curve required his scrutiny and his final approval. And he needed to move the design forward and yet make sure that at first glance, everyone would immediately know the car was a Mustang. In design parlance, he said he achieved this by focusing on so-called heritage cues.
That's our terminology. There are some certainly classic Mustang design cues that make the car instantly recognizable as a Mustang. It starts with the proportions, the long hood, the very long wheelbase, the short deck. So all of those things we refer to as heritage cues because they make the car instantly recognizable as a Mustang.
You're probably aware of this, but when you talk about the Mustang, when you talk about cars in general, your face just lights up.
I've always loved cars. I think the attraction of cars, if you think about all of the songs and the videos and the movies and the books that have been written about Mustangs and the number of magazines that are dedicated just to Mustang alone, we have over 1,500 Mustang clubs. There's a club dedicated to people who just own yellow Mustangs, for example. And that just shows you the passion and the love affair with this. Really, it's an iconic product.
So when you become the head of this design unit and you're charged with designing the 2005 Mustang at a very crucial moment for Ford, how much pressure were you under?
The great thing about Mustang is there's so much support. It's a fabric of Americana. Everybody knows what a Mustang is, and you get a lot of advice. So we had a lot of people say, make it like the 65, or make it like the 66 Shelby, or make it like the 70s. The one thing that I think as a designer, as an engineer, that we really had to temper is you have this opportunity to work on an icon product, and you automatically want to put your marks on it. You want to make history, if you will. The last thing we ever wanted to do was launch the new Mustang and have people say, what is that?
Another part of his mission and his challenge was to create a car with great sex appeal that would seduce buyers who fell in love with the car when it hit the streets in the early 60s. In other words, a sleek vehicle for buyers who were no longer as sleek or as slim as they were years ago, the automotive equivalent of loose-fitting jeans. So the seats are naturally roomier, the seatbelts are positioned to accommodate an abundant waistline, and while the Mustang still has the silhouette of a sports car, the frame has been lifted to help ease the strain on aging knees and hips when drivers step into and out of the car. Even the sound of the engine, that low roar, was carefully calibrated to tap into a potential buyer's memory bank. The film Bullet features one of Hollywood's most famous chase scenes. Steve McQueen careens through the streets of San Francisco behind the wheel of a 68 Mustang.
We actually digitized the soundtrack from the Bullet movie, went into the laboratory, and then tuned our exhaust system to try to match that. And tuning the exhaust system is very much like tuning a musical instrument. It's an organ, essentially. It's pipe length, pipe diameter, and we tune that system to deliver that soundtrack.
A movie poster from the film Bullet hung in the lab where the design team worked and inspired another aspect of the design, the headlights. The idea was to hint at Steve McQueen's deep-set, I mean business, stare.
See that it actually leans forward. It's almost like a shark-like. This is the headlights being pushed all the way back. Typically, they would be right on the surface. We pushed it back so that when you're far away, it's got that scowl look, you know, that kind of menacing look to it.
Heavy brow there.
Yeah, you know, and that was inspired by the movie poster and Steve McQueen, and it was trying to get that American muscle tough look.
With those touches and a lot more, Tang claims to have successfully delivered what he proudly calls the total visceral experience of a Mustang. An automotive writer seemed to agree. The leading trade publications give the car high marks, and Ford reports that sales have been brisk. Among those on the waiting list, Hau Tai Tang. It's company policy that customers get first crack at all cars. For now, he'll have to settle for a picture of a Mustang that hangs in his office. It's a shot of that white Mustang, the one that started him on his long journey from the streets of Saigon to the test track of Dearborn. It's a talisman and also a reminder. Hau Tai Tang says successful car design is a combination of engineering, artistry, and luck. And for him, love for an automobile named after a small, wild horse.
Well, Hau, it's been fun riding with you.
Okay.
Thanks for staying within the speed limit.
Hau Tai Tang is the director of Ford Motor Company's Special Vehicle Unit.
About my new speed, built for comfort, just my speed. A Ford Mustang, modified to set the pace. Man, I could hardly wait to get out the race.